This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can follow me specifically at T Tucker WWL on X. 72 degrees right now, clear, going up to 90 today. 90 tomorrow, 88, 88, 88. Going to be hot and dry for the week ahead all the way through next Saturday. Good news is tropics are quiet. No worries there. No rain, though. But, hey, we'll take it, right? And that means Saturday night in Tiger Stadium. I guess you'll be looking at temperatures in the maybe mid-80s, something like that. Lower humidity, hopefully, so it might be nice. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist to talk about what's going on. I have this talent where I can repeat whatever anybody's saying right after they say it, and it sounded like what somebody was doing to me. Anyway, in Tiger Stadium, should be a nice night as the Tigers take on the Florida Gators. Jeff Palermo is going to help us do that momentarily. LSU is a between 7.5-9.5 point favorite, depending on where you get your make your bets or where you get your odds. The total on the game is 48.5. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, joins us now. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing?
How are you doing? I had that talent. I can always repeat what everybody says right after they say it. It'll drive people crazy. I'll tell you what. It also might sometimes get you divorced. Let's talk about LSU Florida, shall we, Jeff? What did LSU spend the week doing? Do you know?
Well, one part of it was getting healthy, Tommy. That was the big thing. The two guys that got banged up in that game against Louisiana Tech, starting center Braylon Moore and tight end Tre'Davious Green, trying to get ready for this game. Based on what Coach Brian Kelly is telling us, looks like Braylon Moore should be ready to go. When he went down on the first play from scrimmage against Louisiana Tech, you're sitting there going, uh-oh, that looks like the dreaded high ankle sprain. Mm-hmm. That looks like a 4 to 6 week injury. But here he is. He's bouncing back. He's been able to practice all week. And
Jeff, do we know what he had?
He had an ankle injury, but it is not as severe as what it looked like when it occurred. Now, Tre'Davious Green, I don't think will play. They're listing him as questionable, but he's got a knee injury, and this looks like it's going to need a little bit of time. So I could see him not playing Saturday. I could see him not playing against Southeastern Louisiana next week, and then hopefully he's ready to go on the road to Oxford at the end of the month and take on the Ole Miss Rebels. As far as what else LSU is working on, I think, you know, trying to get this offense on track. It has been a bit of a sluggish start. They were good enough to beat Clemson on obviously in the season opener. They had a nice balanced attack. They made enough plays, won the game 17-10. Last week, just 23 points against Louisiana Tech, who does have a good defense, but 23 points, not acceptable. Focus necessarily wasn't there, according to Coach Brian Kelly. So they should be ready to go for the SEC opener against a Florida team that really comes into this contest desperate with its backs up against the wall after losing last week to South Florida.
So when it comes to LSU, I'm looking at the way the schedule lays out. You get all excited about Clemson, then you play Louisiana Tech, and you got a less than stellar effort, right? So you got Florida coming in first SEC game. Then you got southeastern Louisiana next week, and after that you got Ole Miss, so you could see where it could be a roller coaster kind of season for LSU, hopefully, though, getting wins against the weaker opponents.
You know what? I like how the schedule breaks down. I'd rather have this than what Florida has to face here coming up, where you have four ranked teams. I mean, after this game for Florida, they got to play Miami. Then they get a bye. They host Texas, and they take on Texas A&M.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's grueling. I kind of like the idea of LSU, tough game, then a game you should win, get another tough game, then have another game. I just, especially early on, it helps you ease into the season. And even as you look at the schedule going forward, it's not like LSU has this really difficult gauntlet stretch of where they're going to potentially play, you know, three teams that are ranked in the top 10 in consecutive weeks. They don't really have that. They, you know, you get Arkansas placed in there, and you get Vanderbilt in there, and you know, there are some lesser opponents that you're going to have to go after, and it helps break up the schedule.
You know, just saying that, it's hard to believe that this is already a third game for the Tigers, and you just scroll through and you see how quickly the season goes by, right? Although, let's hope it doesn't end on November 29th, and let's hope there's a lot of postseason play for the Tigers.
Yeah, and, you know, so far, I mean, looking at the landscape of college football after 2 weeks, I think LSU is certainly a team that's know it has its issues, especially, you know, offensively, but I think you would rather take this right now, an offense that's trying to find itself with some new personnel, a new offensive line, new receivers, a new starting tight end. You're trying to get a running game going that you really haven't been able to get going over the last couple of years. So you're working on some things on that side, but it's refreshing that the defense looks really good. And they'll get tested again here this Saturday. Now, DJ Lagway, the Gators quarterback, he is off to a bit of a rough start. This kid cannot stay healthy. He has been battling injury after injury. Even going back to last year's game when LSU played Florida, he had the hamstring injury. And then in spring football, he had a shoulder and he had a sports hernia. And then he had a calf injury in fall camp. And so he hasn't practiced hardly at all, and it's shown in this game. He's not accurate. He's having trouble reading defenses. Frankly, it looks a little bit overweight. Now he seems like he's had a decent week of practice, meaning he's been able to be out there every day. And so we'll see if that helps and results in Florida being able to be an explosive offense, because the one thing that he can really do is get the ball downfield and hit on some deep passes. But the other guy that LSU really needs to worry about in this game is Florida's running back.
Let me pick it up there when we come back. All right, Jeff, we'll pick it up with Florida's running back. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got a nice story up at WWL.com talking about LSU hopes to get its offense in gear against the Gators. When we come back, we'll talk about Florida getting its offense in gear against the Tigers and their running back. When we return, 6:22 now, traffic, WWL. 6:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, LSU taking on Florida in Death Valley Saturday night, all of it right here on WWL. LSU lost in the Swamp last year, but they won five of the last six. And fun fact, the whole all-time series, and I found this out from the article that Jeff's got up now at WWL.com, 34-34-3. So that's about as even as it gets, right?
It is. And it's also a little bit surprising. It's the first time these two teams have played each other in September since 1984, and only the third time ever. If you remember, for so long, the game was always either the first or second Saturday in October.
A big game in October.
Like, yeah, yeah, usually always a really big game. But
I saw somebody the other day, the networks have their B-roll queued up of the alligator cooking on the rotisserie spit, right?
yes.
Tell me about the running back at Florida before we run out of time.
Yeah, Jaden Ball is, I think he might be one of the best running backs in the Southeastern Conference. I mean, the guy's elusive. He's got great vision, not easy to tackle. He's consistent. Considered the strongest guy on Florida's team pound for pound, and he's averaged 7 yards a carry, and he's running behind an experienced offensive line. And as DJ Lagway continues to try to sort his own issues out and try to get into a little bit more of a groove, I think they're going to really try to lean on Jaden Baugh as much as possible here against LSU's defense.
So when it comes to Garrett Nussmeier, I know you talk about revenge game in your piece at WWL.com, but he's got to keep all that under control, right?
Yeah, he certainly does. He had a rough game last year in Gainesville. It did not go well. If you remember going into last year's game, he had barely been sacked at all going into that game in November. I think he had only been sacked like six times or something like that. He ended up getting sacked seven times in one game against Florida. And LSU had so much trouble trying to prevent Florida from pressuring him really up the middle. If you remember, Garrett Dellinger, LSU's offensive guard, was out with an injury. They had Paul Mubenga in there. DJ Chester was the starting center, and he really struggled. And Nussmeier had a very, very rough game. They just got after him, and there were tackles for losses, 11 of them in the game. So we'll see if LSU's offensive line is up to the task. Florida's defensive line is not as formidable as it was a year ago, but they are getting back one of their better defensive tackles, Caleb Banks, who had a really big game against LSU last year. He comes back in this game, so that's a big lift for Florida. They're going to need him and see if they can't make life a little rough for Garrett Nussmeier.
Think LSU wins?
I got LSU winning this game, Tommy. I like LSU to win 28-17.
All right, now we move on to southeastern Louisiana. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. We'll be listening for you over the weekend. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we'll talk about manufacturing, jobs, Liberation Day, and tariffs. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.